All right, here's the deal for this morning. Amazing worship. We're kind of whittling you into, and I'll explain next week at the end. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to finish Ecclesiastes today. And all we've got left is the conclusion. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the kindergarten teacher thing. I'm going to do the elementary school teacher thing because I think it's important. I'm going to do a lot of walking and talking today. We're teaching today, not preaching. There'll probably be a little bit of preaching, but more teaching, all right? I'm going to go back to chapter 10, and I'm going to walk through 10 and 11, and I'm going to build. Some of you missed 10, and it didn't get up on the podcast, so now you're going to get the Reader's Digest version of that. That probably shows my age. Do they even make Reader's Digest anymore? Yeah, that used to sit in our bucket, but Dad used to get it every week or month, whatever it was. We'd do the brain teasers and read the real-life stories in there. Yeah, anyway, I'm going to give you the edited version. All right, we're going to walk right through it. The reason is repetition cannot hurt. When we're talking about wisdom, when we're talking about things that help us in life, this is wisdom. And the teacher, Solomon himself, is going to tell us why. So what we're going to do is we're going to go right into what he says by doing this. All right, so let's start together. These are reminders to those of you who've heard. They are repetition for all of us who need to hear. And let's go. A dead fly gives perfume a bad smell, so a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. Here we go, church. Here it is. You guys know it, and I know it. You can have 100 good things happen to you in a day, and somebody can come up and tell you something bad, and that is all that you will remember. You know it, and I know it. Okay? So be careful, little mouths, what you say. And that little line is going to go through this whole chapter in 100 different ways. Our tongues, our mouths, our thoughts coming out can get us in trouble. But here's the deal. When it comes to living your life, when it comes to making decisions, when it comes to the things that you say, hear me. It takes way more good things to outweigh the bad. One bad call can change everything. That is not a threat. That is not even necessarily a warning. It is simply a fact that we ought recognize. The wise man has said, look, I've been around. I've seen it. I've done it. And I can tell you, for all the good things I've done, it's the 5 things I wish I'd done differently that weigh over and over in my head. All right, let's move on. So the heart of the wise inclines to the right and the heart of the fool to the left. When we spoke of this, I said, it's funny that Republicans ought to make this their theme song, shouldn't they? All right. The wise are the right and the fools are the left. But this has nothing to do with right or left in politics. All right. It's the same thing as I will separate you as far as the east is from the west. Do you know why that verse doesn't use north and south? Because north and south has a place they end. North pole, south pole. You stop. When it goes south, you eventually are going north. East and west never ends. God separates as far as the east is from the west. Same with the right and the left. It doesn't have anything to do with right-leaning and left-leaning, and everything to do with, you've got to understand that you really do pick a side. You really do pick a side. If you're sometimes here and sometimes here, that's not wisdom at all. Why? Because one bad mistake takes over everything else. You've got to pick a side, and you've got to stay there. You've got to work your way toward wisdom and not, I'll get 90% wisdom and a little bit of folly. That doesn't work. That's like saying Dove is 99.44% pure. Y'all have seen that commercial, right? Well, that's all well and good, except I want to know what the 5/600 is. What if it's arsenic? You see what I'm saying? So be careful, and when you choose a side, live there. Make your decisions there. Don't be swayed in another direction. And we'll get to leadership here in a minute when it comes to that. Even as he walks along the road, a fool lacks sense and shows everyone how stupid he is. All right? Here's the deal with that. All right? Truth will out. A fool is a fool is a fool. And that fool may fool you for a while. But eventually, it will out. It will out. All right? You can wear a mask for people all you want to, but one day it rains. One day the wind blows. One day the storm comes, and you see what's really under the roof. You know it, and I know it, and it comes with people. It happens, folks. We can get to know somebody. We can really love somebody. We can respect somebody. And what is it? And I see your true color shining through. Uh-huh. I see your true colors. Here's where church comes in. And that's why I love you. The difference in The world and church needs to be this. When we see your true colors, we call them. We call purple, purple, black, black, and white, white. But we love red and yellow, black and white. Here's what people don't get. And I've preached this to you before, but I feel led to say it again. We had a coffee and covenant this morning, and I was happy. We had two families there. Wonderful. Listen to me and listen to me close. Real love, real truth, and real forgiveness doesn't happen in a moment. It is earned over years. And for those people who get called out, for those people who get sat down, for those people who come into the principal's office, if it's me or who does it, or is at a coffee shop with Cy when she does it, and you go pouting and running away about how much she doesn't love you, take a deep breath and look 2 years down the road at who's by your bedside when the cancer comes, at who's by your bedside when somebody dies, at who's on your team at the ball field when somebody's making fun of you, and then you'll know whose true colors are shining through. It doesn't happen in a day. Family, friendship, and church is built over time. Hang in, hang out, and watch, and then you will know. Off rabbit trail, back to Scripture. Somebody should have said amen. I missed Steve this morning. Maddie, thank you. If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great errors to rest. Listen, there are two things in here you need to hear and remember. Thing number one, just because the very top politically, the very top of the association, the very top of the church says something does not make it true. Pick a side and stand on it. And whether the leader stands against you or for you, if you have chosen God, stay with God. Leaders come and go. God remains forever. And on top of that, calmness wins the day. I have been preaching it. I'm going to keep preaching it. We've got to learn to respond and not to react. We are a nation of, we are a people of, we are a culture of reaction. I don't like it. I'm going to slam out against it. Shut up, sit down, take 2 weeks on it, and then tell me something. You're going to find that a little bit of time heals a lot of wounds. You're going to find that a little bit of compassion and a little bit of calmness covers a lot of things. You're going to find that having knowledge is real helpful in a situation when you're only hearing one side of the story. We have become masters of making our side the right side, whatever side that is. Our culture is, in fact, at the same time, getting smarter and stupider all at once. They're getting smarter because they're learning how to phrase, how to use this internet, how to use conversation, how to use and twist truth. Bruce Willis said it best. Every lie has 80% truth to it. So we've gotten smarter about how to communicate and stupider on what we believe. Because we'll look at a picture anymore and we'll say, I saw it. You have no idea how they can alter pictures. Folks, they can alter videos now. They can put your car in a parking lot at a time and a place anytime they want to and show you a photograph. You know what they can do now? They can put you driving down a street, moving your car. I've seen it. There's going to come a time when you're not going to be able to know with your eyes or with your ears which side you want to be on. I'm telling you, Joshua was right. Choose today whom you will serve. God made a promise. I am the same what? Yesterday, today, forever, and always. No, always is good, baby. I'm proud of you. That's great. Listen to me. Choose. Neither height nor depth. Choose and stay there. No matter who's president, no matter who's king, no matter who's pastor, choose. There is an evil I have seen under the sun, the sort of error that arises from a ruler. Fools are put in high positions while the rich occupy low. Slaves on horseback, princes on foot. Listen to me. A position of power doesn't make you wise. I have seen people who drive Mercedes that don't know how to ride bicycles. And I've seen men walking on foot with robes on and flip-flops who have more wisdom and more knowledge than anyone with a suit and tie. Do not judge a book, what church? And do not judge someone's wisdom by their position. Money can buy a lot of things. Money can buy a lot of things. Let me tell you what money cannot buy. You ready? morality. Money can buy power, it cannot buy ethics. Money can buy position, it cannot buy morals. You hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? I've seen a great error under the sun, and that error is that we can know exactly what's going on, and we can put someone in power who has no idea, simply because we like them, or they dress like we want, or they have the appearance that we want. No, I can't do that. I was going politics, and I'm not. I'm not going to do it. Whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks a wall may be bitten by a snake. Whoever quarries stone may be injured by them. Whoever splits logs may be endangered. If the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, and skill brings success. Listen, here's what this is saying. And Solomon has said it a couple of times. He says, you can be a master plumber. You can know everything about plumbing. And one day, you can turn a hose just wrong, okay? And a gas buildup and a water buildup could shoot all over you, right? Right? You can be working on a wire outside. You can know everything about electricity. You can know everything about it. And you can touch something just wrong, and it could shock you, and that could be the end. You can go to war and do everything you can. And a bullet or a bomb or an IED can still come from somewhere, and you can do it all right and still lose. Listen to me. The world spins, the sun rises, the sun sets, the waves go out and the waves go in, and they are controlled by God and God alone. Know this. Breathe this. Live this. And every little thing is going to be all right. All right, Solomon is saying, sometimes you reach behind the wall, and you didn't know the snake was there, and that snake's going to bite. Sometimes you're going to turn the corner, and that car, that bicycle's just going to be there. There's nothing you can do about it. Sometimes you're going to take a step out of your car and not see the black ice, and you're going to fall. Your hips are going to pay for it. Every time. Sicily's weighing in. But a dull axe, harder to cut with. Do you know how to keep it from happening all the time? Wisen up. If it snows outside, don't wear your slicky shoes. Okay? If you say, Jesus, take the wheel, and you take your hands off of it while it's moving, Jesus is going to laugh and say, you're the idiot. I gave you two hands. That was my input. That's like that guy that's in the flood. Gets on the roof and the canoe comes along and he says, no, God will save me. Gets on the chimney and his motorboat comes along. God's going to save me. Up to his neck and the helicopter comes along. God's going to save me. Gets to heaven, looks at God and said, why didn't you save me? What, a canoe, a boat, and a helicopter wasn't enough? The old Persian proverb that means the same thing says, trust in God, but tie your camel tight. Y'all get it? Trust God, but lock your car doors. There's a way. Sharpen the axe or use more skill. Take a different route. That's what that means. Words. Oh, no. If a snake bites before it is charmed, there is no profit for the charmer. This is the one nobody wants to hear about. If a snake bites before it is charmed, there is no profit before the charmer. All right? Here's what this means. Don't do something stupid and know that there's repercussions to it, and then when the bad thing happens, blame God and somebody else for it. It's like a 15-year-old coming up to me and saying, I'm pregnant. I'm not sure how this happened. Really? Well, it was a 99% chance that I wasn't. Guess who the one is, sweetheart? How about you spend 9 months figuring out which charmer the snake bit, all right? Come on now. Here's what this is all about, people. You want to roll the dice? Roll them. Just know that they're dice and they're not sovereign. You want to do something God says not to? No problem. Just know that it says, it is mine to avenge and I will repay. Just know that there are consequences to everything that we do. That is fact, and no knowledge and no money and nothing can change that. Do you want to know why God says fear of the Lord is wisdom? Because if you're afraid you're the 1%, wisdom says make it zero. Keep your pants on. If you've only got $20 towards your rent and you need $100 and you want to gamble it away, wisdom says better 20 than zero. You want to be a snake charmer? That's fine. No guarantees. There is a time between the time you open that case and that snake is charmed that he's not charmed. Words from a wise man's mouth are gracious, but a fool is consumed by his own lips. Oh, at the beginning of his words are folly. At the end are wicked madness. And a fool multiplies words. People who talk just to hear themselves talk, and people who share wisdom because they say they have wisdom, and people who put themselves in a higher place and feel like they can speak into anybody need to hear themselves talk. And at the end of the day, all they're talking is simply that, just talking. There is no wisdom in it. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know. No one knows what is coming. Who can tell what will happen after him? A fool's work wearies him, and he does not know the way to town. Here's the deal with that one, church. If you're grinding and you hate it, stop grinding. But if you grind and you hate and 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 you switch to 17 different jobs and you're still grinding and you're hating, the problem's not the job. And I'm not being mean. The problem's not the job. Woe to you, O land, whose king was a servant and whose princes feast in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, whose king is of noble birth and whose princes eat at the proper time for strength and for not drunkenness. If a man is lazy, the rafters sag, and if his hands are idle, the house leaks. Blessed are you who looks up to people who have earned the right to be there. Blessed are you who has leadership, who has earned the right to be there. Be careful who you let speak into your life. I've met people all the time who somebody comes into their life, they throw their trust in that person. They let that person do it because that person is a quick talker or a fast speaker or has some wisdom and can throw a turn of phrase, all right? But down the road, when the rubber meets the road, they're giving them advice that won't stand the test of time. Blessed are you who has somebody who will tell you eat, drink, and be merry, but who won't push you to the point where eating makes you a glutton, merriness makes you irritating, drinking makes you drunk. Hey, they don't go together. That's not wisdom. That's foolishness. And what he is saying here is be careful who your friends are. Be careful who speaks into your life. Make sure they speak truth in love and that truth is all you hear, not ear tickling and not sunshine. If I've been thanked for anything as a preacher, it's been this. Thanks for telling us the truth. I don't stand up here and tell you what you want to hear. Now, sometimes I may say things that I shouldn't say. I hope not, but I have. And there have been opinions that I've said things that I shouldn't say. So be it. So be it. I promise I'm not going to let y'all bring a list of words I'm allowed to say and I'm not allowed to say in here and try to. I won't be able to talk, which might be good for some of you. Do not revile the king. Oh, a feast is made for laughter. Wine makes life merry, but money is the answer for everything. Listen to me. This one has to be taken backwards. Okay? Money is not the answer for everything, but what money allows you to do and allows you to have, God wants you to enjoy. And he wants you to enjoy it, not by flurrying it, and we're going to see it later. He wants you to enjoy it by taking your friends, taking your family, taking your children, taking your wife, and doing life with them. No one will ever regret vacationing together. Well, maybe. No one will ever regret, all right, spending time at the dinner table with friends. We have started what we call family dinner because at my house, 5 o'clock every day, we ate. Our life isn't that way anymore. My children don't have that anymore, and I'm sad for that. But every Sunday, three of our families get together, and we snuggle babies, and we roll around with kids, and we cook food, and we enjoy one another's company. and I do not regret it, and I do not want to live without it anymore. That makes life good. And if it costs a little cash, so be it. It is cash well spent. Do not revile the king even in your thoughts, or curse the rich in your bedroom. Listen, because a bird of the air may carry your words, and a bird on the wing may report what you say. Do I need to explain this one? Y'all remember the story about the baby monitor? For those of you who weren't here, that illustrates this well. Some of you get really ticked off when you say something to X, and X tells Y, and Y tells Z, and Z tells me, and I come back to you. Didn't even mean for that to happen. You. You're welcome. And I say, hey, did you say this? Oh, no, I didn't say that. Oh, that's funny. I saw a text. He finishes with, be careful, little mouths, what you say, because you never know where the whisper's going to come from. And denying the truth is just stupid. Just don't say it to begin with. Can I get an amen? Cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. Give it away, folks. Give it away, give it away, give it away, because when you give it away, it's going to come back to you tenfold. Love people with all your heart. Don't worry about padding your own bags. If I'm padding all your all's bags and y'all are all padding my bags, guess what? I got way more than I could have had by myself, right? If I'm loving all of you and all of you are loving me, if I'm loving myself, it's one. If all of you are loving me, it's 99. I'll take the love of all of you more than my own. That's what that means. Give portions to seven, yes to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. Twofold meaning. You want to give it away to seven people? Don't worry about it. Don't count your numbers. Give it away to eight people. Keep giving it away until you don't have any more to give. However, if you're going to give away, listen, plan, because disasters do come. So when you're giving things away, make sure one of the things you're giving is to your savings. Make sure one of the things you're giving is to an account that you don't touch. This is wisdom. You don't know when disaster is going to strike. Don't put it all away and then wait for disaster. That's stupid and not living. But don't live with it all. And then when disaster comes, go, oh, no, I don't have anything. Wait, I got to stop tithing. Wait, I got to stop doing this. Wait, I got to stop doing that. That ticked some of y'all off, didn't it? I don't care. It's right here. But I don't have the money. Well, could have planned. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain. Duh! If a tree falls to the north or south, where it falls, it lays. Duh! Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in the mother's womb, you cannot understand the things of God. Okay. This is really, really actually very simple. Really simple. Here it is. Life happens! If you wake up in the morning and you look out the door and you go, ah, the sun, you're a fool. It's going to happen. All right? The wind blows and you're not prepared for it. That's not our problem. If you spend all of your money and cannot pay your bills, duh. All right? If you cheat on your wife and then come to me and say, hey, I'm leaving you. What do you want me to say? This says, don't be stupid. It also says, don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. You cannot expect an empty cloud to produce rain. A full cloud produces rain, all right? You cannot expect, and here's what our country does, and here's what our people do. You cannot expect to not work and have somebody else pay your bills. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You cannot expect not to have a job and to be able to collect something that is not yours. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And Solomon says, it's going to come to that, and that's going to kill you. And it will take everybody else down with you. Pay a worker his due. You bet your bottom dollar. You pay them what they're worth. But, well, they can't afford it. I'm going to give them something. Fine. I'm all for that. Solomon's all for that. They want something all the time. Oh, no. You learn how to fish. I'll give you a fish all day long. Once. You want to come learn how to fish? I'll take as long as it takes to teach you how to fish. You want me to hand you fish and not learn how to fish? Find another pond. Sow your seeds in the morning, and in the evening let not your hands be idle. You do not know which will succeed, whether this or that. Here's what this means, folks. Life's hard. Working's hard. And we all need vacations. We do. But here's the deal. Once the fruit was bitten, all right? Once the fruit was bitten, God said, you're going to make it in this world by the toil of your hands. I gave you life. I gave you hope. I gave you freedom. I said eat in the garden and everything in it. You could have had it all for free. You screwed it up. And the day you screwed it up, it became a working for a living, living in a working. I'm taking what I'm given because I'm working for a living. And you might be working in the morning. You might be working in the afternoon. You might be working in the meeting. In the evening, you may have to work all three. But you're going to work for it. And that's just the way it is. It's not a new thing. It started with Adam. Remember the Creator and the next section. Light is sweet and it pleases the eyes and the sun. However many years a man may live, let him enjoy them all. But remember in the days of your darkness, for there will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. Be happy, young man, while you are young. Let your heart give you joy. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever you see. And you know all these things, God will bring judgment. Here it is. Enjoy life. Run. Play, be young. One day you can't jump, so jump high now. One day you can't vacation, so vacation now. One day you can't love with all your heart, so love hard now. Just know that for every choice you make, there is a consequence, all right? And you will get old, so live it now and then learn how to live life old so that you have memories to cast out. And then the whole next section is a symbolic look, all right, at how this plays out. Remember the Creator when you are young. When the days of trouble come and the years approach, you will say, I find no pleasure in Him. There will come a day when even getting out of bed is not exciting. It's painful. There will come a day when even going into work is hard for you. There will come a day when even picking up a child or a grandchild is difficult for you. Enjoy it while it's not. And then you can look back and say, I lived well, because there will come a day when you're ready to die. There will. There will come a day where, hey, it's just not worth it anymore. I can't even lift my hand. Can't even lift my arm. I want to go beyond the sun. There will come that day. And I love this. The Bible goes through this strange symbolic thing. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return, when the keepers of the house tremble, y'all remember these? The keepers of the house are the hands. The hands that clean, that do Windex, that do the dishes. Those are the hands and the arms, all right? The grinders are the teeth. Strong men stoop. Those are the legs, the hips, the strength, the muscles in the legs. When the doors of the street are closed, that is actually the mouth and the esophagus, all right? When men rise up to the sound of birds and their songs grow faint. When men are afraid of heights and the dangers in the streets. The grasshopper drags himself. When everything is not the way it once was. It is a symbolic thing about getting old. And the man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed. That's the spinal cord. The golden bowl is broken. That's the mind. The pitcher is shattered. That's the sources of income. And the blood flow actually is what it is. And the wheel broken at the well, the heart. And the dust returns from which it came. Naked I came, naked I will return. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And the spirit returns to God. You are not just flesh. You are spirit, and you cannot deny it. You were a spirit. You became a spirit with a body. You are now a spirit with a body. There is two parts to your body. You were born of water and of flesh, of spirit and of water. Like in John, you can have a physical death and you can have a spiritual death. That will happen on the day that your body dies. Your spirit will either live in heaven or die in hell. One of the two. It's all throughout the scripture. I don't preach hellfire and brimstone. I don't preach damnation, but you can darn tootin' well hear this. If you die without Jesus Christ in your life and a relationship with Him, you cannot get into heaven. It is not about goodness. It is not about how much church. It is not about how much time you spend. It's I know Jesus or I don't. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Your body is going to die. Your spirit's going to live on. The question is not how, but where. Meaningless, meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Now, this is the conclusion. Right after he says what he started with, he says, and I find this so funny, not only was the teacher wise, but he imparted knowledge to the people. He's talking about himself. I find that totally amusing. I am smarter than you. And I have laid out all of my smartness for you. Even though it sounded like I was lamenting, you should have paid attention, because I've lived hard, I've loved well, and I have found it all on this earth, everything under the sun, to be meaningless. The teacher searched out the right words. I've thought about it. I've written them out in Proverbs. When he was younger, he wrote all the Proverbs. I've written them out in a way that the people could understand. He has created parables. He said, I didn't just spill all this out. I sat and I pondered over it. I wrote it. I thought about it. And now I've come back to you in my old age and I've said, here's what you need to hear. The words of the wise are like goads, and their collected sayings are embedded nails given by one shepherd. He said, when it's all said and done, there's one source of real wisdom and one source of real information. One shepherd that leads the sheep. Be warned of anything in addition to them. Let me be very clear. The church is afraid. The church is afraid of everything against church. Okay? The right is afraid of the left. How come Solomon doesn't deal with that? How come he doesn't say, be weary of all the things that are not the scripture? He doesn't. Listen close to what he says. This is gonna hit home with some of you. Listen. He's not worried about what wasn't said. He's worried about what was added to what was said. The greatest tragedy of the church over the last 100 years is not all of the things that we had the rules and regulations against. It's all of the things that we said were rules and regulations that were not. It's the reason even us good old Baptists have a Baptist faith and message that's about 100 pages long, because we can't figure out how to decipher the scriptures together in a way we all like and understand. So we argue, fuss, and fight about it, and we write a book about it that is all the ways we're supposed to interpret it, instead of getting to know Jesus, his Holy Spirit, asking the author to help us out and reading it ourselves. It's why churches grow on 40 days of purpose. It's why churches grow on the prayer of Jabez. It's why churches grow on this woman's writing, Beth Moore, that man's writing, Matt Chandler, this man's book, Andy Stanley, that man's book, Bruce Wilkinson. And Solomon says, there may be many books written. In fact, I wrote one of them, but many books will fail and much study will actually harm. You overthink this, and you're going to lose what I gave you. Listen. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study wearies the body. Sometimes you just have to shut up and go, Jesus saves. The end. Sometimes you just have to go, now all has been heard, and here is the conclusion of the matter. Guys, if I could write this down and this be our banner for the year, this would be forever, this would be it. Listen. For fear God and keep his commands, this is the whole duty of man. Craig, what am I supposed to do? Be afraid of the judgment of God in a mighty loving way and do what he says. Well, what about, no. Be afraid of God and do what he says. What about missions? Be afraid of God and do what he says. What about tithing? Be afraid of God and do what he says. How do I know what he says? Listen to him. What if he doesn't speak to me? Listen to me. Are you claiming that responsibility? I don't have a choice. It's what God called me to do for you and what you signed on for me to do with you. I don't have a choice. I can't back away from it. It's my job to speak into you what the scripture says for you, for our family, for our church. It's my job. It's my call. It's what I was created for. And at the end of the day, there are two commands and you can add nothing to them. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Well, what is my one job? Fear God and obey him, period. Everything else leads to destruction. It's why they call it a narrow path. And it's why few people take it. Now all has been heard. And here's the conclusion. Fear God and keep his commandments, for God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing. Scary as all get out. Bottom line, scary as all get out. But truth. whether it is good or evil. The end. Well, Craig, why aren't you scared to death about all the things that you've done wrong? Why should not be? Why should I not be scared to death about all the things that I've done wrong? They're going to be found out. Yes, they are. Well, what's going to happen to me? I don't know. Do you know Jesus? Because if Jesus is there, he's going to go, wait, Dad. I bled and died for this one. I bled and died for this one. He's with me. Okay. The end. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor guilt, nor shame, nor hopelessness, nor what you did when you were 10 or what you did last week. Nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. This is the heart of the matter. And this is the wisdom of Ecclesiastes. And this is why Solomon says you can put your trust in everything under the sun, or you can realize that life is but a vapor and everything truly lives beyond the sun. Keep looking beyond the sun, and everything under the sun will bring joy, hope, peace through the pain, through the guilt, through the shame, because you know how the story ends. Let's pray. God, I thank you for this amazing book. I thank you for this amazing man, Solomon. What a sinner. What a heathen. What a brilliant man. God, I think it was David that said, make me to know your ways and teach me your truths. God, as that song, that psalm resonates in my heart, my prayer is that it resonates in the heart of our family this morning. Lord, make us to know your ways. Lead us in your truths. For you are the God of our salvation. And we humbly but joyfully, we courageously but timidly, we meekly but with resonance cry out to you. Teach us more, make us more, break us more, mold us more, shape us more like you. Thanks again, God, for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen.